Hello and welcome to this supplementary episode of the 361 Degrees podcast, recorded live in Miami at MEF Americas 2011. My name is Ben Smith from Wireless Worker. I've just attended a panel discussion on producing content in a multi-screen world, and afterwards caught up with one of the panelists, Neil Stiles, who's president of the Variety Group, the entertainment industry news organisation, to ask him for his views on the subject.
The panel was actually an interesting one. It was about kind of multi-screen, in a multi-screen untethered world, and it's kind of difficult to get your head around, but this whole argument about first screen, second screen, third screen, from my perspective, is a little odd in that it ought not to be my job to decide what's first and second screen. I think it's going to be different for different people during different times of their day, different times of their life, different times of their anything. And so the whole idea of deciding which is first and second screen, I think from my point of view, the most important issue is the content. So if you are producing differentiated, distinct, and compelling content, then whatever screen you deliver it on, you're going to win the game.
I asked Neil if he thought it mattered whether you designed for a mobile platform.
It does. It absolutely matters. I mean, a good example, which came up on the panel. I mean, we took a decision about 6 months ago that our breaking news emails were essentially a headline. And that means that you have to click on it to then go to the web to get the full story. And we thought, well, someone's paid $329 for a subscription. Why the hell should they have to, especially if you're on a device like a BlackBerry, why the hell would you want to click to have a web experience on a BlackBerry? On a tablet device or even an iPhone, it's kind of okay, but on a BlackBerry, it really sucks. So we said, fine, if you have a BlackBerry or you have a phone device and you receive breaking news alert and you are a subscriber, you get the whole story. That way you don't have to go to the website, it's your choice. It's the same content, but it's very slightly altered for the medium. So for example, our journalists are going back to first basics and they're putting the front paragraph rather more heavily loaded, which of course everybody was taught at journalism school. First paragraph, if you don't get all the information, you should start again probably.
There were some media companies on the panel that seemed to me to be relying on mobile to give their older content new life commercially. I wondered if they weren't expecting someone else to solve their problems. So I asked Neil whether he thought mobile apps could extend the life of the traditional media.
I tend to agree with you. I think what we're missing in this discussion is the unavoidable truth that what this is simply fragmentation. I mean, population in North America is around 360 million, I think. It's gone up through immigration over the last 20 years marginally. Europe is basically static. So there are no more people, but the ways you can receive information is very heavily fragmented. And I think it's a really nice idea to think that if you do something on an iPhone with current content, you can have an upcharge. Well, you know, the publishing and the music business went through that kind of brain fart as well. And it doesn't work because actually your core business declines at such a rate that the new business doesn't make up for it. And interesting, I'm not going to claim this. I think it was Jim Giannopoulos who runs Fox who said what we're doing is we're exchanging analog dollars for digital dimes. And I thought that was a really, really neat phrase.
Neil's firm is both a content provider and a commentator on other people's businesses. So I asked him if he thought there were any genuine opportunities for innovation in this space.
I mean, I think genuine opportunities for TV as an observer are transactional revenues. I mean, I think I'm working with a company I'm close to on their board who are developing technology to enable the consumer whilst watching a TV show through an IP protocol to actually click on sunglasses, a bag, a dress, a pen, a watch, and then bookmark it for transaction at the end of the show. That's interesting because originally the thought process was all around the screen. Now their business model has moved from the screen to a second device. So if you're watching a show with an iPhone, the iPhone becomes, or the tablet becomes, the transactional device. I think that's the third revenue stream for television, and it enables it to kind of develop another revenue stream. So I think that's genuinely exciting. And I think also there will be some great content developed for web only. We're just going to go through a kind of a transition of burst of content. Lots of it will be absolute rubbish But in the end, the creative juices will get going, and the creative people are good at producing content we like to see.
On the panel, we heard quite a lot of discussion about people experimenting with mobile devices. But I wondered whether Neil thought it was possible to monetize these experiments quickly enough to produce useful services.
You know, it's funny. Toe in the water hasn't been a particularly good strategy for music, publishing, photography. I mean, all industries which essentially have been in some form or another changed, or in photography, decimated by digitization. So I think the kind of the toe in the water. I think actually, I mean, Variety 3 years ago, we just said, look, okay, let's figure a few things out. Let's actually model this, because this is just math. You know, we know what's going. We have Halvarian's law of pricing, which says in an unregulated market, price will always gravitate to the marginal cost of distribution. Well, guess what? The internet is the ultimate in unregulated markets, and it's the ultimate in zero cost of marginal cost of distribution. So, like, we know something's going to happen, and that means that price is going to do that. So we said, now's not the time to do a few little things. Now's the time to be decisive and, you know, have confidence. Do what your basic instinct tells you, that if you produce high-quality content, you have to believe someone will be prepared to pay for it. Interestingly, since the tablet device came out, Variety subscriptions have gone up nearly 6,000 in just under a year. And that's the first material gain in circulation numbers in a declining size industry that we've experienced in 10 years.
I wondered whether the increase in circulation for Variety amongst tablet readers was because they had been targeted with customized content, or whether it was simply that the existing subscribers enjoyed reading the content in a mobile setting.
I think it's the latter. I think we've realised that we've tethered the business model and we said, OK, you pay one subscription, you can have it however you choose. And when you do that, that is very enabling as for us as content producers. We don't care how you get it or where you get it, as long as you pay. If you don't pay, you don't get it at all.
To finish, I asked Neil if there was one message the audience could take away from his contribution to the panel today, what that would be.
I think don't get wound up in the technology. I mean, I heard a panel before me, and there was lots of stuff about megabytes and will the cloud hold it, will it support it? I mean, almost all of that is irrelevant. I remember people saying that about internet consumption, like, oh, yeah, but bandwidth's a major restriction. And someone said to me recently, oh, yeah, well, bandwidth, you know, it limits a download of a... Christ, if you've stuck a DVD in a Blu-ray player, you wait 3 minutes for the damn thing to reboot because it's such an appalling software suite. So those things will all change. It's not about the technology. It's in the end about what people want to consume, what they emotionally engage with. And that I would say, is, well, it doesn't matter whether it's a mobile device or whether it's a laptop computer or whether it's a newspaper, the content is the thing. And hold on to your IP and don't give it away cheap.